It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. By next weekend, there will probably be a celebration at a Canadian woodshop. That's because a stagehand turned carpenter in Ontario deserves an assist for a baseball record that's likely to be set by then. Barry Bonds has 67 home runs, three short of Mark McGwire's season record, and his team, the San Francisco Giants, has 9 games left to play. Bonds is one of a growing number of major leaguers who don't use a typical baseball bat made of ash. He uses a Sam bat, manufactured by Sam Holman's company. It is made of maple. Holman used to make sets for the National Theatre of Canada, and he knew something about wood. A friend of his was a scout for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he once complained to him about how many bats get broken every year. So, at the friend's advice, Sam Holman set out to make a tougher baseball bat.
Most people think I just went downstairs and carved a bat. I did not. I went to the public library. And there are 3 books on bats, one of which they had, Robert Adair's The Physics of Baseball. And at the end, the bibliography tells you there's a whole bunch of patents on baseball bats, and I read about 225 of them. Most of those are on metals and plastics, but the ones on wood all said the same thing: must make the bat out of ash.
The rules of baseball didn't say that the bat has to be made of ash, did it?
No, the rules of baseball are very benevolent. They allow competition. So I started looking in bridge construction engineering books, and they have tables on strength and weight and densities of large timber for bridge construction. And maple sort of showed up as a very close choice.
And what exactly is it about the characteristics of maple that would make it a substitute for ash?
Well, it's a much more durable hitting surface. It's a closed grain wood, and it's stronger than ash, and it's probably it's not as flexible, but stronger, and certainly doesn't split as easy.
And your motive here was to make baseball bats that don't break so easily.
That was the challenge, yeah. That was the thing I was asked to solve. And without the right question, you can't solve anything, you know.
So you went about manufacturing a maple bat?
I did, yes.
How much time did it take before major leaguers were using your bat?
Well, Joe Carter, much to his credit, did start using it the next year. Spring of 97, we put it in his hands. And
at that time, was Joe Carter playing for the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yes, he was. And then next year, he went to the Baltimore Orioles, and at the end of the season, if you recall, he ended his career with San Francisco. And the following spring, that's when I met Barry.
So did you make a small batch for Barry Bonds?
Yeah, I made him, I think, a half a dozen, the first few, and then they kind of called and said, that's great, keep them coming.
How big a feather in your cap will it be if and when Barry Bonds sets the new season home run record?
Well, I'd have to say that all of us are immensely proud of it. There's 10 people who work with me, and I can't be happier for Barry for his accomplishment. I mean, he's a very goal-oriented person, and he's set himself that goal, and it looks like he's going to easily achieve it.
And his bat has something to do with it.
I like to think we helped.
Well, Sam Holman, thank you very much for
You're
talking
welcome.
With us. Sam Holman, the founder of Sam Bat, which makes baseball bats out of maple.